Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Victory Came as Moses Kept His Hands Lifted Up. In Exodus chapter 17, we're reading the Old Testament today, and we're in Exodus chapter 17. There was a war going on between Israel, the people of Israel, Moses, and the people who were in the land, wanted them to go into that land and take it over. And they had to fight for it. And people came against them. And they didn't really have a lot of skills. But God told them that he would be with them. Okay, Exodus 17. We're reading in, this is the Bible Book Club. We're reading the Bible in 1 year. And if you stay with us, you will have read the whole Bible. If you 31st, you will have read the whole Bible. And we want you to join in with us because Bible is exciting. There's so many wonderful stories and messages that God wants to give us through his word. And not only messages, but he wants to give us power. The power comes in the word of God. And we who have tested God found it to be true. Okay. The warriors of Amalek came to fight against the people of Israel at Rephidim. Moses instructed Joshua to issue a call to arms to the Israelites to fight the army of Amalek. Tomorrow, Moses told him, I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua and his men went out to fight the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And as long as Moses held his hand up, held up the rod in his hand, Israel won, was winning. He was gaining ground. But whenever Moses rested his arm by his side, the soldiers of Amalek were winning. Well, there was a conflict there. When he raised his hand, as long as he kept the hand up, his army won. But the minute he got tired, and his hand would go down, the enemy would win. Moses' arms finally became too tired to hold up the rod any longer. So Aaron and Hur rolled a stone for him to sit on, and they stood on each side, holding up his hand until sunset. Can you imagine lifting your hand for the whole day until the sun goes out? Well, that's what he did. As a result, Joshua and his troops crushed that army of Amalek, putting them to the sword. And then the Lord instructed Moses, write this into a permanent record to be remembered forever and announce to Joshua that I will utterly blot out every trace of Amalek. And Moses built an altar there and called it Jehovah Nissi, meaning Jehovah is my flag. Raise the banner of the Lord. Moses said, for the Lord will be at war with Amalek generation after generation. Friends, Moses was in a battle. He was fighting. He had his people fighting. But the problem was that victory only came when his hands were lifted up. With us as Christians, when our hands are lifted up, 1 Timothy 2:8 says, "So I want men everywhere to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from sin and anger and resentment." What is he saying? We need to praise God in the good times and the bad times without any anger, without any animosity against anyone. And as we lift our hands up and praise his name, we will get the victory. Promise us the victory. The victory came as Moses kept his hands lifted up. This is Exodus 17. You can read this story in your word, in the Bible. And it talks about how they were in a battle. But when they lifted up their hands, God moved on their behalf and they got the victory. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, Father God, that you are Lord. We can do nothing without you. We can't move. We can't do anything because we are human and we have limitations. But you have no limitations. You are God. When we praise your name, when we lift your hands up, we're saying we give up, God. You take it. You do it. You get the glory. And you know what? He answers. God is a God who answers prayer. And if we ask him, he said, whatever we need, whatever we ask, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. When we put our trust in Jesus, we will not be disappointed. And Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all those who are going through a battle right now. Lord, we know this life is a battle. And Father God, just to maintain our own life and helping other people, Father God. And Lord, you will be with us. You will be with each one who's in the battle right now, Father God. So all they have to do is lift up their hands and start worshiping you and giving you the glory, and thanking you for the results, Father God. Thank you for the victory, Father God. Thank you for showing me how to get the victory by lifting my hands and praising your name, Father God. Nothing is impossible for you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus.